a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It is Thursday, November the 29th, 2007. How are you? Glad you're with us on the program. Last night we talked about Ron Paul in the debate, and I was seething mad last night, and still just do not like the way he was treated in that. But it's come to the point that we have to draw this line in the sand and just say no more and start really providing some solutions and coming up with things, that we can move forward with. And I think one of the directions I want to kind of start taking this program in on some of the programs we do is actually coming up and providing you with solutions, and ideas. And actually, you and I sit here and strategize over what needs to happen. And I don't care if they listen to us. So what? It's high time that we start playing by a different set of rules and that we go in and get in their face. I am so excited about the growth of micro FM stations that are is going on across the country. I just literally 5 minutes ago. Had someone email and says, hey, I know somebody who's interested in putting one up. How do I get him in contact with you? And I'm hearing this every day, literally. People are contacting me about micro stations, whether they be low power FM stations, now even people with low power AM stations, that during the day, these AMs will get a mile, 2 miles in their little area. And it's a big deal because it can get in a number of homes. And if it's just right, they can hear it in their appliances. Mm-hmm. The truth. What's going on to my refrigerator? But that is one solution. There are other solutions that we want to touch on and that we're going to start talking about. I think the one thing that that we do need, though, first off, is we need to know our enemy. And, you know, a lot of people tell me not to broadcast mainstream clips and things like that. And the reason I do is because it's intelligence, folks. It's intelligence gathering. And a lot of the research that I do, a lot of the information I look at, is intelligence gathering. We have been involved in an information battle here that it's just like we've had one hand tied behind our back. And it's time that we understand who we're dealing with, and second, we take it to them in their own front yard. And there's some other things that we need to do, like stop feeding the beast. And those are some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. I would love to hear from you. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So glad you're with us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday night. Had a good day today, being the birthday. It was mentioned last night that today's my birthday. My wife took me to lunch today, and that was a good time. And got to just kind of chill out. We don't ever get much of an opportunity to just, like, her and I. And we were there, and then all of it, and then to make things worse, we like Japanese hibachi cooking. And so we go to a Japanese restaurant here in town, and they must either he was like a day laborer, or like today was like his first day as shiki chef, as a hibachi chef. The kid burned everything. His grill was just like, he had to scrape the thing down like three times. But no, we had a good time and enjoyed it and have had a nice day. And I mean, everybody says, how old are you? I said, well, I'm 42, but I'm dyslexic. It's 24. So, I feel like $1 million, raring to go and ready to get after things and to get busy and win this fight. Because we are going to win. Ron Paul is going to get elected. I mean, these are the things that, you know, I've got to, you know, they always say, you know, if you want something, you got to start speaking like it's going to happen. And so it is so easy to become doom and gloom with all of this that you just go, well, the new world order is going to kick our butt. Here's another story about Bush. Bush hates us. Al-Qaeda wants to kill us for our freedoms. And it can really become a drudge, and it can really become down. But I think, you know, when I sit back and think about this, I'm reading a book called 1776 right now by David McCullough. And, of course, yeah, I know he's a New World Order guru and all that kind of stuff. But he's talking about Washington and the stuff they went through at the beginning of the Revolutionary War and the optimism that the people maintained even when they had no gunpowder. And a lot of what they were doing was an absolute ruse when they could have been overran really at any point in time. Especially once after the British reinforced in Boston. And instead, you know, there's like an evacuation. It's staying at it and not losing sight of what we're fighting for. And I'm going to try to do my very best to be positive, not to bark, not to bite, not to scratch, not to gouge on these programs, because I can do that because it's easy to do, and try to push us forward, at least our little neck of the woods forward, and try to provide, you know, some solutions. And that type of thing. I think getting active politically, I think, is one thing, especially with the Ron Paul campaign. I'm going to go to the Ron Paul rally this year in Oklahoma City on the 2nd of December. It's going to be down at the state capitol, and they're expecting hundreds of people for that. And so I'm looking forward to go down there. Because the way things work, I've not been able to get involved with the meetup groups for Ron Paul. And this was announced. We had Tiffany, I think was her name, had called in and had announced it, and I got a handy-dandy email from a friend of mine today by the name of Chris Emery, who's a researcher here in Oklahoma City, and kind of reminded me and everybody of that is coming on the 2nd. So if you're listening in Oklahoma, Sunday, 2 p.m., at the state capitol here in Oklahoma City is the place to be. And so get out and support Ron Paul. Speaking of support, and we'll do Mouseketeer roll call here in just a minute. Ron Paul, they're trying to get $12 million for the quarter, $9,832,285.89 since the debate started last night, over $400,000, or just right at $400,000. So that to me is just absolutely, absolutely cool. Closing in on the $10 million mark. And I think that they're wanting to do kind of like a mini money bomb tomorrow to where as many people as they can donate to the campaign tomorrow just to get the $12 million out of the way and let everything for the month of December be absolute gravy for the campaign so they can get stuff bought, additional ads and things that need to be bought. Some of the election primaries have changed. Have been moved up, and so the game is certainly afoot, and just having to get things moved and accelerated in certain areas. And plus, they're going to be wanting to get into these later primary states in advance and start getting the Ron Paul message out. He did a good job last night on the debate, and it's just a shame that he doesn't get a lot of time, even despite the fact that he's a top tier candidate. But I mean, here, you know, Fred Thompson raised about $9 million in the previous quarter. This is where Ron Paul's at now. Same thing, I think, with Romney and Giuliani. So I mean, toe to toe, without the fat cats, you and I, just regular John Doe and Susie, John and Jane Doe, whoever you might be, Joe Sixpack, have been donating and fueling the Ron Paul campaign. And so, very cool. And just like Ron Paul said in his little video last night, this is a revolution. And it's starting. The revolution is not about him. It's about liberty and freedom. And putting things back to the way they're supposed to be. And I think that's a message that does resonate. And look, I have no illusions about his chances. But every day that he's in the race, every day that he continues to get press, every day that people continue to talk about him, every day that people are out on the streets talking about Ron Paul, every day there's a rally, his opportunity, his chances of getting the nomination improve. And I think we need to put our best foot forward to try to make that happen. And so, you know, because I've said in the past, you know, whether he's elected or not, the message is the key thing. I do agree with that. But I think that the overriding thing is right now is we've got to have him as a start. And then we go to plan B, and that's start getting rid of these incumbents. Send these incumbents home. The debate was fixed. You know, Catherine's talking about that in the chat room. Says even more than what we thought, according to the internet news. Yeah, it's all fixed. I mean, they want to focus on Romney, Giuliani, and McCain, and a little bit on Huckabee. And between these four men dominate the time. I mean, my gosh, you're asking Rudy Giuliani baseball questions. I mean, it's a little stupid stuff. Might as well ask some boxers or briefs. But in Giuliani's case, it might be panties or thongs. I don't know. The little cross-dressing freak. But just, I mean, just a whole group of criminals sitting up on stage there. And, you know, people who've sold out. And then there's Ron Paul. You know, he made the comment that, you know, others had said that Washington had changed them, but it hadn't changed him. And that's true. And so there he is, standing there alone, fighting the fight. And then you get this fool Kucinich, who comes along and says that his running mate would be Ron Paul. I don't think that's going to be the case, Dennis, because you don't have the money Ron Paul has. You don't have the attention Ron Paul's getting. It would be the other way around, but I don't think that he wants your gun-grabbing butt involved. I know you guys work on legislation together, but as far as a campaign and a presidency together, don't think that'll happen. So there you go. But the Ron Paul campaign doing really good, really well. I mean, literally, as we talk, the money goes up, and it just continues. This was the same thing last night, and but it just keeps going. It's let's see here. Yeah, Giuliani finished last quarter with $10 million, and we had Freddie Thompson with $9.7 million, and Mitt Romney had like $9.9 million. So we're right there in the ballpark, matching these guys, going toe-to-toe with them. And but, you know, I you know, maybe them dissing him in the end does more to fuel the fire. Maybe with them, you know, purposely ignoring him, maybe just fuels even more dissension and amongst the American people, where they just say, look, we've got to have a change. These people aren't talking about anything. They're just going back and forth. I mean, their answers were flipping and flopping everywhere. I mean, my gosh, I thought I was at IHOP last night. And they were flopping flapjacks with their answers. I mean, it was just – and that was the first full debate I had gotten to watch. I'd seen bits and pieces of all the others and had gotten to comment and things based on clips. But this was the first full debate I had seen. And these guys are criminals. And the media and this little set of people that are in charge don't want people to see the truth. And they don't want them to see Ron Paul. So, we can't count on them to do it because they're not going to do it. So we do it on our own. Back in a minute with more if you want to join us, 800-848-9222. 313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Midnight Rider. It is Mickey Mouse. Roll call time here in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room. That's where the RBN website is housed and located. And a lot of, look, there's a lot of good information on the RBN website. If you don't go there on a regular basis, you really should. It's a well-kept up website and much better than mine. And they do a darn good job keeping that thing up to date, and with the interesting information there, there's videos, all kinds of stuff that you can watch right there on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. The chat link is towards the top of the page, and click it and join in the chat room and enjoy the conversation that's taking place right now, both in the republicbroadcasting.org chat room and also in the Midnight Rider Show chat room at midnightridershow.com. You go there, just click the chat link, and poof, you're right there. And grab a name, password, and you're in, and away you go. All right, in the RBN chat room, we've got 70RR, Alan, Annie, Catherine, Fresh, Chris, OIA, and Rogue Dolphin. Over in the Midnight Rider chat room, we've got Calvin, Doug, Fateswebb, Josh, Kelma, K. Barker, M.T., Kisa, Chris, Lee, Lucas, Mac, Michael, Mike, CTW, One Shot, Rob Chowda. He likes the chowda. Chowda, chowda, chowda. Chowda in the morning, chowda in the evening, and chowda at supper time. Rob Works and Smoking Guns, thanks to everybody who's joined us to chat tonight, and everybody who emails and sends lots of information my way. I greatly appreciate it. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com, or you just go to the website and just click on the Contact Mike link, and you're right there. Tomorrow night's going to be the Young Guns Roundtable. We're going to have Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org, and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. We're going to get in here, and we're going to pound it tomorrow night, going through the news and that kind of stuff. So phone the neighbors, wake up the dogs, and be here tomorrow night for that program. Let's go to the telephone. Steve in California. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Thank you, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You know, the thing about Ron Paul that strikes me is that he manages to keep a long-term, a decent perspective that is moral. It denies the greed and usury of the IPAC, Israeli infiltration into our government, and at the same time, you know, he says, let's not have interventionist wars where we go out for no reason at all other than to knock down people that we don't even know or have any possible reason for going against. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how Osama bin Laden morphed into Saddam Hussein. I still haven't got that one, you know. And he does all this in an intelligible way that makes sense. It's without rancor. It's without anything other than a simple, decent presentation. The man makes a lot of sense.
Oh, most certainly he does. He makes a ton of sense. And at the same time, what has these people all worried is here's this little 70-plus-year-old doctor that shows up that they call Dr. Nob to make fun of him. And he's got a lot of answers. People are starting to listen. And they're quite frankly worried that the system that they've had set up in place now for 60 plus years is actually in danger of is falling apart.
Yeah, and you know what? When the people who are in charge of that system are seen for what they are, it doesn't matter if it's Bush Senior or whoever, or Junior for that matter, and Junior and I are about the same age, for whatever that matters. But here's the thing. It does not matter. They're going to be seen for what they are, a bunch of scared old men that engaged in a lot of horrific politics for the sake of just beating down their neighbor for no reason at all other than the fact that they are paranoid terrorists. I hate to, you know, even use that term, but it fits, and that's the thing.
Well, and I think the more that I look at this is that they have tried to keep this deception up that they're upstanding individuals, that you go back to World War II with people like the Dulles brothers, Prescott Bush, Avril Harriman, all these people that were found out to be those that supported the Nazis, that were by and large responsible for Hitler having the capital to wage war in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want this story to get out, because when the story gets out, the whole house of cards comes tumbling down. And so they have worked together and symbiotically together for so long now to keep this whole set of pretenses up while at the same time trying to advance their agenda. It's become a specious game. Steve, hold right there. We'll talk some more after the break.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. You want to join us, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
If you want to join us here on the program tonight, this is going to be kind of a freewheeling discussion about really anything you want to talk about. And if you want to talk about solutions or whatever, please feel free to join us. We're talking with Steve in California. We were going to the break. I was talking about how you've got this group of people that are for over the past 60 plus years have literally had their hands on the controls of this country. And the scary thing is, Steve, is they're just one aspect of it. I mean, they're just one group of folks. These are like the middle managers of all of this.
I understand.
But so much of what they have done has been horrific. I mean, you go through the, you know, what they allowed to happen in Europe was just incredible. The number of people we lost, I think, what, you know, millions died during that war.
I understand. My dad was World War II generation.
Mm-hmm.
And when he served under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he never complained about the commander-in-chief because he was a loyal, patriotic American.
Right.
But after the war was over, and he was able to go back and speak his mind, you know, in good conscience, my dad had one comment about FDR, and it was he was a crook.
Yeah.
And he meant it with the conciseness of the Depression-era World War II generation, the way they meant things when they said it. And I understand this also from the point of view when you talk about Europe. I'm Catholic, and I'm also Slovak in terms of ethnicity. I was born here in this country, but nevertheless, the communist Judeo-commissars and also the Hitlerian Nazis murdered tens of millions of Slavs who were Catholics and also Orthodox Church members.
Right.
And it was done out of a religious and a political oppression of a good part of Eurasia. And we don't even hear about this in history classes. Nobody talks about this sort of thing. What they talk about is the pretended Holocaust of 6 million Jews, which was invented back in 1919. And what you hear about is instead, you know, how they have a right to go in and murder Palestinians in order to take their land and pillage the land from them. This is all nonsense. I mean, and even the Jews, Karaites and others, of the land of Palestine, who remember before 1948 living in peace with Christians and Muslims, denounce this nonsense as garbage. It is this very garbage that is the IPAC formulation that has taken over the many politicians, not all, but many politicians, not Ron Paul, certainly, but many politicians in this United States in order to make this what some have called a Zionist occupied government, whatever you call it. Nevertheless, it's wrong because it's immoral.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree, and that it is immoral. That's, you know, it doesn't matter what you think of whether you know, about Zionism or anything like that. Just the mere fact that they're over there and they're basically trying to commit genocide on the Palestinian people, it's patently wrong. And that's at a base core level. I mean, it's easy, it's simple to understand. You don't have to get into any of the politics or anything. The fact that they're over there keeping people from food, they're keeping them from water, they're keeping them from medicine and health care and the things that people need to survive, is patently wrong. It's immoral.
Yeah, and you know what? Until I got involved in internet discussions about this sort of thing in the last couple of years, and specifically this, and really did research on it, before in my life, I have never seen the picture of an infant shot by a sniper through the heart with an M16.
Wow.
Until I saw an IDF sniper's shooting of a Palestinian infant, and the little baby, an infant, not even a toddler, just an infant, just shot clean through the heart as target practice.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's the definition of evil.
Yeah, you know, it certainly is. I mean, they're shooting kids that are out playing.
Exactly. And then when a family's having a picnic on a beach, they hit them with rockets and bombs.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a diabolically sick mindset, and you can understand why Netur Karta and other Karaites and true Torah Jews and that sort of thing, along with I'm a Trinitarian Catholic, but I mean, you can understand why people of conscience speak out against this because it is simply an amoral, total evil.
Yeah, most certainly it is. And these people are afraid that the jig is up, and that's why they want to keep Ron Paul out of the spotlight. They don't want him to talk because they know if this guy gets elected, this all comes to a screeching halt.
Absolutely, and I can only offer Ron Paul my best wishes and prayers that he become elected as fast as possible.
Yeah, most certainly. Steve, I appreciate the call. Good points.
Let's
go to Steve. Thank you. Let's go to Steve in Texas as it's Talk to Steve night. Steve Squared. Steve, how are you?
Hello, it's Richard.
Oh, it's Richard. Okay, Richard, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing good. Hey, have you heard about this effort for the Ron Paul blimp?
I have heard about this Ron Paul blimp thing. And I've seen people talking about it. I've also seen people talking about Ron Paul laser lights, too. Phil, how much is it for the blimp? What's that, like $350,000?
Right. They're talking about for 1 month of having the blimp flying would be about $350,000. But Trevor Lyman is the one that set the website up, ronpaulblimp.com. And according to their website, they've already got 470,000+ in pledges. So it looks like the blimp could very well fly for 2 months. And I tell you what, growing up in a town of about 30,000 or 40,000 people, every now and then the Goodyear blimp would come by our town, and everybody in town talked about that thing, and probably about a third of the city would go over and look at where it was moored there close to Burleson. It'd be at an airport nearby. And so as far as name recognition, I tell you what, these money bombs are a great way to get the big national media. But this blimp will be a great way of getting the local media. I mean, if this blimp goes to a lot of these little Iowa towns and New Hampshire towns along and follows Ron Paul around during his speeches, the local media cannot help. They will not be able to help but have photographs of Ron Paul and the blimp and the people involved.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago, Richard, photographing the Fuji blimp here in Oklahoma City, and it was just kind of making its way across the country, and this thing was flying really low, and it made a turn, and the thing was just so awe-striking that I'm just going, wow. And I just happened to have a camera with me and started snapping shots of this turn, and it was almost the same type of impact, you know, where Star Wars, the beginning of Star Wars, where that Imperial ship comes out at the top of the screen, and you're in the theater, and that thing just it's literally over you. Same type of feeling. Those blimps have a huge impact.
Oh yeah, and then the other thing is it's going to be such a beautiful story because this is completely separate and apart from the official Ron Paul campaign. This is done just grassroots, and even the alternative press has just barely mentioned this effort for this Ron Paul blimp. And here we are via email and internet and all that, and it looks like they're going to succeed with raising the money, not just for 1 month, but probably on for at least 2 months. So this is a huge thing, and I encourage people to go and pledge on that ronpaulblimp.com because we need these money bombs. We need to hit the $12 million goal today on the 30th, which here in Texas is that. Well, it's almost the 30th in Texas, and on the East Coast it's already the 30th, but we need to hit that $12 million today on the 30th. And then, on the 15th and 16th, the Bill of Rights money bomb and the Tea Party money bomb, we just need to just launch and hit these national campaigns on that as well.
Yeah, Richard, we're sitting at $9,847,596 and a nickel. So that's what puts like 2.15 million away from hitting the 12 million. And I think that could be done in a day. I mean, just from the debate last night, $400,000 has been raised. And that's without, that's just people just going to the website and doing it. So I think with some impetus in getting people to do it on the 30th, it's kind of like a mini bomb to take it and go pound and then come back on the 16th and waylay him one more time. I think he's already matched what Thompson did in the third quarter. Same thing with Romney. And, by tomorrow we'll have, Giuliani's amount from the third quarter kicked as well. So, I mean, I think I just watching him go and watching this money come in and the fact that we know, Richard, that it's just from folks like you and me that are broke as a joke, that just care about our country, that's making this happen.
Absolutely, Mike. I'll tell you, I appreciate your work and I appreciate you pushing the micros and keep up the great work.
Hey, I appreciate. I was going to ask you, what's going on down in your neck of the woods regarding the North American Union and the Trans-Texas Corridor? I haven't heard anything much about that in the last couple of weeks.
Well, there's quite a bit, but I'm going to have to call you back and give you an update later because I'm kind of working right now. Thanks,
Tell
Mike.
You what,
I'll call you back.
Call me. All right, let's do that. Call me back in the next hour if you can, or if not, on Monday night, and we'll spend some time on it. Wow, yeah, $9,847,596. Huge. And very, very cool. And this, I first saw the blimp site when it came up, and it loaded really slow, and I thought, oh, this is going to be some bogus deal. But Trevor Lyman has put this up. Trevor's a sharp guy. He's the guy behind Tea Party 07, also this November 5th. .com. And so, I mean, if they've already got 400,000, that's very cool. I mean, that is really, really cool. And I'm really, you know, that's, you know, because at first I thought, oh, it's kind of gimmicky, but I mean, but still, you know, imagine the blimp just flying over here, Ron Paul 2008. Imagine this thing showing up at rallies. At Ron Paul rallies all over the country. Darn, that would be cool. I mean, that would really rock. but, you know, and he scares, Ron Paul literally scares the hell out of these people. And it is incredible to sit and watch them because, I mean, they literally, kind of wet themselves when he starts talking. And I know, and he really wanted to dress McCain down last night, and he was, he could have given it to McCain really, really hard and didn't, over the Iraq stuff and, just, you know, decided to be a gentleman and just kind of hold off. Let's take another call. Farrell in Texas. Welcome to the program. You're on.
Yes, Mike. Yes, oh boy. Hey, I've got a little basic philosophy here that kind of sheds extra light on everything here. The fundamental principles, you know, I'm not really derailing. It's going to sound like it initially, but the fundamental principles of association are justice, mercy, good faith. That's also the definition of love, and those are also the principles from which law itself derives its authority. Now, the principles taught in the Talmud and the writings of the Kabbalah are at war with civilization and with mankind, with life itself.
Right.
And that is what we are against. We are against the principles of association, love, and law, against lawlessness, war, and death.
Right. And then in addition to the writings in the Talmud, the Kabbalah, you have a whole group of psychopaths and sociopaths that have not the ability to love. They can't love, so
right.
That's what they're fighting against is love because
they are at war with humanity. Yes,
exactly.
And civilization, life, they are at war with the world. They are at war with themselves.
Yes,
they are. Their nature is predatory, exploitive, and destructive. And until the majority of mankind itself realizes that this is the line that defines good, evil, white, black, everything, goodness, and you know, rottenness, that is the determining line. You'll know them by the fruits, and once you have a good, clear picture of exactly what's going on, it'll be easy for the line to be grayed.
Yeah, and Farrell, I firmly believe that as a species, man goes no further until we root out these kind of people and we root out this thinking and this behavior.
You got it. And I'll tell you, you know, Ron Paul, he's standing 100% behind the authority from which he's, gives him his office as a congressman and his future office as a president. That Constitution was a covenant between our forefathers that made up this community and the Almighty Creator. Anyone who has a self-awareness, a conscience themselves, subconsciously, that there is a Creator.
Right.
We are self-aware. how in the world can a bunch of a supercharged chemical reaction be self-aware? No, we have a spirit, and that the fact that we are alive, we have a spirit, is proof that the great spirit, the almighty, the creator, the one that we all derive our strength from to fight this evil and to defend the innocent and do good and all that stuff, that is our purpose for existing. Go ahead, take it from here.
Most certainly, because before you take any trip, somebody's got to start the car.
You got it.
Yeah, Farrell, I appreciate the call. Thank you, and excellent points. Gosh, this audience is so smart. I love doing this show. I really do. You have no idea how much I look forward to doing the show every day in my afternoon show. Even on days where it's like, by the time I get on and it gets, and when I start talking to folks and the chat rooms get going and all that, man, this is what this is about, identifying what's going on and then we can get to going and moving forward and start talking. So we're going to talk to a brand new RBN host when we come back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Bishop, he's moved. He hasn't had a fix in a while. He wants to talk. We'll let him talk when we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on this Thursday night. Don't forget tomorrow night at the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. We'll be on tomorrow night. You got a complete rundown of what's been going on here as of late. These guys have a great eye for analysis and really keep up with what's going on. So it's going to be a good show tomorrow night. I invite everybody to listen. Let's go back to the telephone. Rob Bishop, how are you doing, buddy?
That's why you're the champion, my friend. Total professional.
Got to do what you do and what's on your mind tonight, man.
Well, I just had a brainstorm. Now, I've been hearing about this blimp idea, and it's pretty cool, and it's pretty original. But what do we got coming up in about a month and a half, actually maybe 2 months? I don't know exactly what the schedule is this year.
Super Bowl. How about having the Ron Paul blimp invade the Goodyear airspace?
We're in the same sport here, but on different teams. What about a Ron Paul Super Bowl commercial? I mean, it's what, $3 million? I mean, the blimp's got to be up towards a million. Let's start a drive towards that. I mean,
that's not a bad idea because, I mean, you're looking at, my gosh, how many of them would be watching?
And it's not just one segment or another. You're talking across all spectrums, across all populations. That might be, I don't know. I think it's on ABC this year, or ABC or Fox. I don't know if they do political commercials for the Super Bowl or not. But just something I thought about that I thought would be pretty neat to see out there, you know. And I'll tell you one thing, you know, when the first Ron Paul commercials came out, I know for New Hampshire, they were terrible. I mean, just the hokiest things you've ever seen. And lately, they've just been off the charts spectacular. Radio commercials are fantastic.
Yeah.
You're hearing them all over, like, mainstream Clear Channel talk radio. So, I mean, they're spending their money wisely, but, I mean, if you want to talk about a truth bomb, put Ron Paul on the Super Bowl for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
I mean,
that would be cool.
Literally a V for, you want to talk V for Vendetta, that's literally V for Vendetta interrupting a BBC or whatever, what was it, Sky News or whatever that they were parodying in that movie,
yeah.
Interrupting a broadcast of 30 seconds of actual truth hitting the bone. That would just be mind-boggling.
Well, what if you could do it? Let's expound further on that. Do a whole set of 60-second commercials, and what you do is you do it like it's the broadcast being taken over.
Yeah.
And they cut to grainy, crazy footage of Ron Paul at a rally, and him talking about liberty and freedom and all of that, and then just do that, and they'll run the, you know, get the commercial to run as many times as you can. And just throughout the game, the broadcast continues to be interrupted.
Right. I'll tell you what, I kind of like those truth commercials, anti-smoking, even though it's the actual, I don't know if you call it a company or not, I think it's a non-profit. It's actually owned and funded by a subsidiary of Philip Morris Corporation. But I kind of like the way they do theirs, maybe even something like that. Or even just a black screen, you know, just here's the deficit. Here's where it's headed. Here's when Social Security is going to arrive. Just basic facts hammered over and over and at the end. Ron Paul, 2008.
Or just a black screen. You're being robbed.
Yeah, just over and over and over. Flash it a few times. Give a couple of seizures.
Exactly. Lady has epileptic fit when she realizes she's been robbed.
Or you can have Ron Paul go and stand in front of a camera for a minute and throw a rock into a pond. That's still the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a darn good idea, Rob. That's some good thought, yeah. Because we're coming up close to that, and if somebody was going to, you know, be able to put some money into that, definitely now would be the time to try to get it together, rather, you know, sooner than later. Because fortunately, they backed those Super Bowls up to almost February. And hey, look, if you can't get it on the Super Bowl, Daytona 500 comes up about 3 weeks after that, and has at least 70-80 million people watching it every year. Rob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Darn good idea. And don't forget to listen to Rob's show. Starting on Sunday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Time, right in front of Terry Anderson, folks. Good stuff. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.